Well, good things do indeed come to an end, and tonight, sadly, is the last of the World on Three trilogy being brought to you from Celtic Connections 2016. It's hard to believe that this is the last weekend, isn't it? It's been my first time up here for this mighty music jamboree, and all I can say is that Glasgow is really one of the friendliest cities, and Celtic Connections, the greatest midwinter music festival in the world. BBC Radio 3's residency here at the CCA on Socky Hall Street, just down the road from the Grand Royal Concert Hall, has been just brilliant, made all the more special by the wonderful audiences that have joined us for every programme. And tonight, as ever, we have a packed house and another fabulous and incredibly warm and welcoming audience here. Now, in the last two World on Three programmes, the bands we've had on stage, such as Trio de Cali, Les Poules de Colin, Senegal's superstar Baba Mal, right through to Scotland's very own Dive, have been a great illustration of the real diversity of the festival, its connections, so to speak, from all over the globe. Well, tonight, we're going to venture into the very heart of the Celtic connection, as it were. As part of Folk Connections, a series of programmes across the BBC Radio 3 network this weekend that's celebrating folk music and the influence it's had, here on World on 3 from the CCA in Glasgow, we're going to be trekking around the great British countryside, gathering folk music from Wales, England, Scotland, and a little bit from further afield. In a while, we're going to be joined by Scotland's supergroup, Afro-Celt Sound System, who've pared down their lineup to a stage-hunging 10 members in the band. And Welsh quintet Callan will also be with us before close of play. But first, we have soft-spoken but canny-tongued Derbyshire lass. She won Folk Singer of the Year at the BBC Radio 2 Folk Awards 2014. Her voice is beguiling, her lyrics heartfelt, humorous and personal. Please give it up for Bella Hardy.
He's knocked me to the ground, and he's pinned a rope. judgment in your eyes. While the jury picks its fate for me, I'd have you save your sighs. For I'd gladly do the same again to any man that tries. Test his luck and take advantage of a herring girl.
My name is Bella Hardy. It's a lovely thing to get to be singing for you here at Celtic Connections today. Lovely to be here with my good friends on my left-hand side, Miss Anna Massey on the guitar, and on my right, Mr. Thomas Gibbs on the keys.
To start the programme tonight, Bella Hardy, I'm just going to have a wee chat with you, if I may. So you've moved to Glasgow. You've been in Edinburgh though for many years.
I've been in Edinburgh for six and a half years in Edinburgh, and I just moved across to Glasgow last summer. So this is a very handy gig for me. Thank you.
Well, I was going to say, is this your first Celtic Connection then? Have you been to see any other music?
I've been to see some amazing music. I saw, within a five-day period, Lucinda Williams and Patti Griffin.
Ooh.
So I was a very, very happy girl. But then I've been away doing some gigs for the last week or so, and I've just got back last night, so I'm looking forward to a weekend full of...
Oh, so you've brought the rain with you, haven't you?
Well, I did come... I was down in Derbyshire, and I have just come back from the Peak District, which isn't usually the driest of places
in the UK. So it could have been me.
Well, talking of the Peak District, that is, of course, where you grew up. Mm-hmm. But how did you get into folk? I mean, when your mates must have been listening to what? Blur and Oasis. What were you listening to?
I was listening to Skunk Anansie and Alanis Morissette. And also the Watersons and Teresa Tooley, who is a great singer, and all sorts of folkies too. I kind of fell into it partly because my dad sang what he called washing up shanties, which was just singing while he was washing up to try and encourage us to help. He was from Hull, and he had listened to the Watersons and things as a younger man and loved the traditional ballads. And also because of my mum's father's fiddle that was lying around our house, and my mum really wanted us all to play, so we played in the school ceilidh band. And when I was 13, I went to a folk music summer camp. And at that point, I really was like, oh, I hate the fiddle. I don't want to play it. It's rubbish. I want to go and run about outside. And then I met loads of really cool young people. And it was very much the social side that got me into being a performer. I wanted to go to folk festivals. I couldn't afford to buy tickets, so I had to perform. And there I am, still doing it today.
Well, I've read up quite a bit about you, Bella.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I'd like to say most of it is on your own website, so don't be too frightened. But you, reading all the things about you, you really do hunger for challenge. I mean, your last album, With the Dawn, mm-hmm. I mean, I know that singers that write songs that are always personal, mm-hmm. but you wrote an entire album about a year in your life, which wasn't actually in a very easy year either. I mean, what is it that lets you get so personal in your music? Uh-huh.
Well, With the Dawn was my sixth album. It was actually my seventh, but one of them's a Christmas record, so we don't count that. But it was my sixth album of general music, and I've always written stuff that very much comes from somewhere inside. I think that's what a lot of writers do, even when they're writing about other people. It's quite often little nuggets of themselves in there. And I started writing on the school bus because I come from Edale in the Peak District. And when I was 16 to 18, in order to do A-levels, you had to go to Bakewell, which was an hour and a quarter on the bus each way. So it was a lot of bus journey for a 16 to 18-year-old. And I'd started listening to Carole King and James Taylor and amazing songwriters. And I used to just sit on the bus and jot things down. And that's really how I started songwriting. So I never considered myself a diary keeper, but it turned out I was all of this time. And I found myself at the end of a very hard year with a journal full of poems that I thought, these maybe should be songs. So that was how With the Dawn came about.
And very quickly, you've been to China, not just for shopping, because this is a beautiful top.
Thank you very much. This is my my lucky Chinese red top. Uh-huh. I have been. I was in China for the last 2 months of 2015, and I flew home on Christmas Day after doing my final performance in China at a festival of 30,000 people on Christmas Eve. So that is for which I bought this red. I'm going to have to put it on Instagram for anybody listening so they can see. I think it's a little bit Star Trek inspired.
It is, but it's very fetching.
Thank you very much. I think Star Trek's all the rage.
And I think that you're going to be singing a song that you... Did you learn it in China?
I am. I did learn a lot of Chinese songs. I was on a British Council residency in the city of Kunming in Yunnan province, which is right in the south of China. It's absolutely gorgeous place. I can't recommend going highly enough. And it has a lot of ethnic minorities. Over 30% of the population of that province are ethnic minorities of all of these Chinese peoples. And they all have their own folk songs, all their own traditions. So I learned some of their traditional songs, some of their drinking songs. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's what Glasgow wants to hear.
Absolutely. I'm going to make a whole album of them one of these days.
So let's get back to the music then.
Okay, well, this one isn't one I learned. This is actually one that I wrote when I was sat beside a particularly beautiful lake in a town called Mengzi in Honghe in Yunnan province.
Wonderful. We'll give it up for Honorary Scott, Bella Hardy.
Between the heavens and the land, the whole world captured in this shining, shaking skin. A temple tall as it is deep, a thin and shifting double take, none hurts.
sun from stormy skies has rolled to turn the grey to gold. Mountain circle, hold me here. I tunneled through and I found white clouds in muddy, muddy water. Between red flowers and concrete pathways, the people rush through muggy days. Well, all around the whole scene lays again. We are pond skaters. We are boatmen crossing to and fro. We are the watchful eyes who stretch our wings and drop and soar into this complicated and messy earth below. Oh, to tumble in and down. Oh, to tumble in and drown among white clouds in muddy water.
Last year I was... Oh, it was the year before last. Time is flying. I was commissioned to write a song for a project called Songs for the Voiceless. And I was asked to start with the starting point of any story I wanted to write about from the First World War. And I started looking at the propaganda and the recruitment drive, really, of the First World War. And I wrote this, which kind of folds all of the research I found and stories I found into one song. It's a reply song to one by Vesta Tilly. Vesta Tilly was a wonderful, wonderful wartime singer. I'd always loved her voice. But I hadn't realised until I started looking into it that she was married to a recruitment officer. And suddenly I heard her very jolly songs in a slightly different light. So this is my anti-war song. And it has the same name as Vesta Tilly's. It's called Jolly Good Luck to the Girl That Loves a Soldier.
gets a cold wind that calls through the darkness. But here's a home fire burns bright. To those that say go, and those that say no, jolly good luck to the girl that loves a soldier. To the VADs, munitionettes and land army girls, to Wakefield's Nelly Spindler, lost a passion doll, to the sweethearts of the Tommies, to the sweethearts of the Hun, jolly good luck to the girl that loves a soldier. Jolly good luck to the girl that loves a soldier. To the widows of the Frenchman mortar buried at Verdun, to Maria Botchka Rava and her death battalion, to all those who think that having one as big as theirs will stop the bomb, jolly good luck to the girl that loves a soldier. To our little mother and our second state, to our German sister nurses that you call for us to hate, whilst our streets are coolly littered with white feathers and disgrace, jolly good luck to the girl that loves a soldier. Jolly good luck to the girl that loves a soldier. I always knew I'd miss the snow. I didn't think I'd have to say goodbye to winter too. Some days I long to lie out in the cold the way we used to do. Because, oh my God, I miss you. Oh my God, I miss you. When no one cares, you'll wonder why. But if you never leap, and I've got to let you go, I know, but how? 'cause oh my God, I miss you. Oh my God, I miss you.
You may have guessed the name of that one. It's called Oh My God, I Miss You. It was written after a piece of artwork by a Japanese cartoonist called Yoshitomo Nara, so go and look it up. It's a lovely little cartoon. And I wrote it when I was very homesick, the first time I ever went to America. I wrote this one as well with a Canadian friend of mine who's also been playing at Celtic Connections. She's called Carla Luft. She's a wonderful banjo player, and she was here last weekend with her band, The Small Glories. So I'll sing this one for Cara. It's a song called Time Wanders On.
Slept among summer stars, danced through winter's nights. where you are, where you roam. Time wanders on, time leads you home, where you are, where you roam. Time wanders on.
In front of us, I'm so looking forward to seeing Calan, one of my favouritest group of Welsh people that I know. And also, of course, Afro-Celts. I think I might be boogieing down these little side aisles here, so if you're looking for me later, come say hi. Please help me in thanking, firstly, BBC Radio 3 for having me. Thank you ever so much. And Anna Massey here on the guitar. Mr. Tom Gibbs on the keys. I've been Bella Hardy, and I hope I get to see you this year sometime. Thank you so much. Blue morning sun, come over the gate. The night's lost behind the days. Come too late, love came like a shadow.
Things try to catch us.
gosh, how beautiful was that? Thanks very much to Anna Massey, Tom Gibbs, and of course, Bella Hardy. This is World on Three at the CCA in Glasgow for Celtic Connections, where you join me, Lopa Kotari, and our fabulous World on Three audience for the last of our three programmes from the festival this year. So if you hear a note of melancholy on the programme next Friday, know that it's because I'm missing you guys here and, of course, Glasgow. But, of course, there's more to be enjoyed through BBC Music with Radio 2, BBC Scotland, and online coverage of the festival for the next 30 days or so, so we can't be too unhappy. But talking of melancholy and Scotland, do any of you know where Inchbury Bridge is? Yeah, I didn't think so. Well, while we make the changes that need to happen on stage to prepare for the next band, Wales' finest, Calan, I'm going to play a song called The End of Inchbury Bridge. It's on a brand new album called Spell Weaving, due out in May, and features Barnaby Brown on pipes and vocals. It's an album of early music from the Highlands, but given how far back music goes in the Highlands, this album, I'd say, is relatively current. It's made up of tunes from a mere 250 years ago, the 18th century. So while I get the stage guys on to do their thing, let's hear The End of Inchbury Bridge.
Da han an an do hen an an de he ya hen an an da han an an do hen an an de he ya pururu wa han an an da pururu di he yo hen an an da han an an do hen an an de he ya Ba han na na da, ro 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 di he hi ha. Ro 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 ba han na na da, ro 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 di he hi o. Han na na da, han na na do, han na na de he hi o. Ro 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 ba han na na da, ro 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 di he.
Han and do, 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 han
Ancient music from the Highlands of Scotland there, from the album Spellweaving. If you want to know more about it, do go to the World on 3 homepage on the BBC Radio 3 website. You're listening to World on 3 with Lapa Kotari, coming to you from the CCA here in Glasgow during the third and final weekend of Celtic Connections, a mega 18-day foot-tapping, fierce fiddling and crazy running across town to get to the next gig kind of festival. If you go to the BBC website and onto the World on 3 homepage and click on the links to Celtic Connections or even the BBC Celtic Connections website, you'll see lots of fabulous photos of the last couple of weeks here at the CCA. Video clips of extended sets from all of our guests over these three weekends. Great pictures of Baba Mal, by the way, and his old-time friend and mentor, Mansoor Sek. There's enough there to keep you going till Celtic Connections 2017, I think. And the cameras are here again tonight, so you'll be able to sample more treats from tomorrow afternoon. And if you're social media savvy, no doubt you'll be tweeting and general all-round connecting. So do tell us what your highlights were, wacky tales, photographs, you name it. It's your Celtic Connections 2016 that we want to hear. Well, the stage is now set for our next guest. They're a band from Wales, a quintet, who it is said know a thing or two about dragons. Please give a huge welcome to Callan. the stage. And Patrick, you've been the nominated talker tonight.
I'm out of breath now.
Well, you were only playing the pipes. You shouldn't be that breathless. Patrick, tell me, the dragons, are they Welsh? Are they Chinese? And what's it got to do with your latest album?
Well, they're Welsh and English, actually. The single from the latest album is called The Tale of Two Dragons, and it's the original clash between the Welsh and the English, the red dragon from Wales and the white from England, and they have this almighty battle. And we always say that we don't want to give the end of the story away, but it is a red dragon that ended up on the flag. So.
Well, yes, it's there for all to see.
Yes.
Now, you've got harps, fiddles, pipes, accordion, guitar. Is this traditional fare for Welsh folk music?
Yeah. The harp's obviously a very strong part of the tradition that we have, and a strong vocal tradition as well. So we try and make the most of those songs, all the really depressing Welsh love songs that we have.
And I'm sure you're going to do at least one depressing song tonight.
Probably the most depressing of all of them, I think. So.
Well, I noticed that Bethan here to my right, who's the accordion player, she's the accordion player, a piano player, but you're not playing piano today, and she's the foot dancer. Foot dancing still, is that a very central part of Welsh folk music as well?
Yeah, I think so, and Bethan's actually part of you learnt directly from your dad, didn't you? So it's sort of the...
Yes, I did,
yeah. He was a champion clog dancer in the Eisteddfods, and now Bethan is as well.
So the next song we're going to hear, is that going to be a favourite of Bethan's and her delightful shoes here?
Yes, we're going to do some original music. It's a track called Goody Who Shoes, which with a very prominent part for the clogs.
Brilliant. Thanks very much, Patrick. Please give it up for Callan.
First time that we've played officially as part of the festival, so that's really, really exciting for us.
We're going to stick with the newish material and do a set of birthday jigs, starting with a traditional Welsh tune called Llancesa Trefaldwyn, and we're going to go into two that I wrote while I was in hospital in Carlisle, and they're called The Penguin and Penicillin for Breakfast. And I ended up giving this set of tunes as a birthday gift to a friend, so these are Roxy's birthday jigs.
So we're going to move on to another original tune now. This was written last summer. It's the newest piece of music that we're playing at the moment. And we wrote it when we were out in America on tour last year. We almost didn't get into America. We had massive trouble. And that's a very long story, and we won't go into that now. But when we got there, some very good friends of ours took care of us in Columbus, Ohio, where we were playing at the North American Festival of Wales. And they got married in July, so we thought we'd write them a tune. So This tune is for our very good friends Hayes Griffin and Quinn, simply called Hayes and Quinns. Diolch yn fawr, thank you very much.
We are going to sing you a Welsh folk song now called Adar Man y Mynydd, and it translates as the little mountain birds, or the little birds of the mountain. And I'll just tell you very quickly what the song is about, so you're not all completely lost. It is one of the tragic songs, and it's about a man, really, who doesn't have much of anything, really. Doesn't have lots of fine jewels or money or land to offer the woman he loves, but what he does do is collect the birds from the mountain, and he sends them to her to sing her a song while she's very sick in bed. So off the birds fly, and they sit on the edge of her bed and sing her this beautiful song, and she gets very overwhelmed, but sadly has to send them back with a message for him to let him know that once the summer has passed, then she will have passed also. Yr eos ar glan hedi a cadar y man y mynydd a ewch i'n genad at liw'r haf sy'n glaf o glefyd newydd does gennym another song for you now. This one's a bit different. It's a traditional tune, but with original words to it. And this is the single that Patrick was talking about earlier on. It's called The Tale of Two Dragons, and it tells the story of how we got the red dragon on our flag in Wales. Well, yes, I think we're probably here outnumbered today. We're all Welsh. Well, no, we're not. We do have an English, our new harpist, Alice French. She loves this song. yes, but we would like your help with this one, if you're all up for it. We hope you are. Are you? Yes, excellent. So eventually it should sound a bit like this. It comes up again and again in the chorus. So after four, three, four.
Hey, ho, zoo.
Yes, this man down here in the front knows what he's doing. So everybody just stand up and stare at him throughout. yes, so we'll try it all together. It comes up many, many times. I'm sure you'll be used to it by the end. After four, then, everyone, three, four.
Hey, ho, shoo!
Up on high, stone by stone, through sweat and toil, the walls they touch the sky. The sun it rose with morning, but those walls had tumbled down. The castle stones had crumbled and lay scattered on the ground.
Hey ho, shoo!
Scudejo, storm and guerrid.
Hey ho, shoo!
Mest and pro, you got a
the time has come for us to play our final number, but we've had a really fantastic time here, and it's really lovely as well to be officially asked to play at Celtic Connections after coming for so many years, to have a proper gig last night and today on BBC Radio 3. We're all very, very excited, so this is really lovely, a nice treat for January. Anyway, we're going to finish off with a set of tunes called The Dancing Stag. Diolch yn fawr iawn yn noswaith dda. Good evening, everyone.
Jared, Bethan, Sam and Patrick of Dragons and Fancy Hot Stepping. That was absolutely fantastic, guys. Well, this weekend, as I mentioned earlier, BBC Radio 3 is celebrating the influence that folk music has had and still has on classical music. And World on 3 tonight is only the beginning of this Folk Connections weekend. And on Sunday, as part of Folk Connections, we've got two very special concerts for you that were recorded here in Glasgow during the festival. The lunchtime concert is with Sam Lee, honorary traveller and insatiable collector of music, and his guest Jess Smith, veritable doyen of Scottish folk singing and storytelling. Then at 7:30 that same evening is the celebrated Transatlantic Sessions. Over the years of the festival, the Transatlantic Sessions have become an iconic event where the two musical halves of the Atlantic meet for an informal, anything-can-happen night of music. So on Sunday, it's America's dobro virtuoso Jerry Douglas and Scotland's own Karen Matheson and others as guests. You're going to have to tune in, though, to hear what mischief is afoot. But for now, let's hear music from some of those artists who are going to be part of your Sunday on Radio 3, starting with Karen Matheson.
Ich
Folk there, ending with a track from the album The Original Transatlantic Sessions, Volume 1, called Will the Circle Be Unbroken? We're here on BBC Radio 3 in the CCA for Celtic Connections in Glasgow with an all-folk lineup for tonight as part of BBC Radio 3's Folk Connections Weekend. And frankly, what a perfect way to end the night as we bid farewell to another great festival. Our final act promises to be our most raucous tonight. Thrilled to have them here, global electro-folk group Afro-Celt Sound System, who, interestingly enough, came about when the Sound System's founder, here, the man behind me, making all the funny faces, Grammy Award-nominated producer Simon Emerson, was working with Baba Mal And their soundtrack really is the soundtrack of a modern world. Now, Simon, it's a bit of a no-brainer having you guys here. I mean, you virtually got the name of the festival in your title, Celt Connections. But it's been a long time since you've been here, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we played here 20 years ago, 19 years ago. Martin Bennett was alive. He joined us on stage. The Peat Bog Fairies supported us. It was their first ever gig, as far as I remember. And it's amazing to see the way the festival has grown. I think this is a real kind of musicians' festival. It's fantastic coming here. It's great seeing, it's great meeting the old crew. We've got members of Shugel Nifty joining us. You know, they were part of the original sound system. It's brilliant. It's the best festival in the world, I think.
So when you met up with Baba Mal, I mean, was it quite contrived in a sense to try and find this Celtic connection between the two kinds of music?
It was completely, it wasn't contrived, it wasn't planned, it was something I kind of stumbled across. It was Davey Splann who turned up at the studio and heard what I'd recorded and told me about the legends of the Black Celts and the Aboriginal Irish being dark-skinned and how the pipes came from North Africa and India. The whole thing was a sort of epiphany for me. It wasn't planned at all, but Baba Mal was pivotal in that, really. It was going to Senegal in the early 90s and hearing the kora and the talking drum and listening to the similarities between what they were doing and the Celtic harp and the baron. And this man here's kind of been brought up on Irish and African rhythms. Isn't that right? Yeah.
Now, the new album that you've got coming out later on this year, is that right? The Source. I mean, people are saying that it is the most ambitious project you've embarked on. I mean, you are serial collaborators, but this is something really quite different, isn't it?
Well, we're trying to span the 20 years history. We're trying to go back to the very, very source. So we tracked down Davey Splann on the west coast of Ireland, which was an interesting trip. Johnny compared it to an episode of Game of Thrones. It was like going to see the sort of wise man on the cliffs. He lives on the cliffs of Moher, and he was great. And he described working with us as like starting up a conversation that was interrupted 20 years ago. And we've really tried to bring together all the influences over the years. So we've got some of the founding musicians like Ronan Brown and Ema, and then we've got this young lad over here who lives on an off-grid croft up in the Highlands who's plays bagpipes like John Coltrane. As it happens.
Wow, can't wait to hear that. So so what have you got for us tonight then, Simon?
We're going to start with a track that Johnny sourced in a session with Ema Mayock, and it was called Little Cascade, but we've just called it Cascade because it's a monster.
Well, great. Well, please give a very, very hearty welcome to Afro-Celt Sound System.
Give up. Thank you. Please welcome on stage with us. We're very proud to have her with us today. Miss Rhianna Connolly. Thank you.
just about it for tonight. Just leaves me to thank all the fantastic acts we've had on the programme. From Kaland, Bella Hardy, Afro-Celt Sound System. I want to thank the BBC Scotland and BBC Radio 3 teams, the producer tonight, Juan Carlos, and, of course, the audience here in Glasgow. I tell you, you brought an absolutely magical atmosphere to the programmes over the last 3 weeks, and for me, you've made my first ever Celtic Connections experience absolutely fantastic. I will miss you until next year. And thanks also, of course, to the team here at the CCA, the Centre for Contemporary Arts on Sockeyhall Street, who have allowed us to make this place our home for the duration of the festival. Glasgow, you rock. So I leave it to the unique Afro-Celt sound system. Simon Emerson, Johnny and Fali, Gregor, Ged, Simon Richmond, Ewan, Robbie, Rihanna and Valerie, a band with a special connection to the festival, to bring World on Three's time here in Glasgow to a close. Till we meet again, from all of us here in Glasgow, good night.